The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Thursday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, maybe an early dinner, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We're getting a little bit of a late start today, but yesterday was a very special day for National Review, and Jim is now back in town. We're excited about that. Our good martini, Jim. But before we get to our good martini, we need to tell you all about the good folks over at Away Travel. Your luggage shouldn't cost more than your plane ticket. And Away Travel's luggage is designed with the highest quality materials and is still under $300. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/martini and use promo code martini during checkout. So now on to the good martini. And Jim, the good news comes to us courtesy of the Justice Department. Fox News, the Justice Department said Wednesday night that it had lifted a gag order on a former FBI informant involved in a high-profile Russia bribery case, clearing the individual to speak to Congress about Moscow's Obama-era uranium deals in the U.S. market and other schemes. In a statement, the department said it had authorized the informant to speak to the leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee, House Oversight Committee, and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, in addition to select staffers. The department said the informant could provide any information or documents he has concerning alleged corruption or bribery involving transactions in the uranium market, including Russian company Rosatom, subsidiary 10X Uranium One, and the Clinton Foundation. So, Jim, we had talked about this a couple different times last week as the story of Uranium One came back into the news with this evidence of the FBI investigation in context with that scandal. So what do you make of the Justice Department giving the green light here?
You know, one of the things we've expressed over on this the years of this podcast, Greg, is we'll hear something and we'll think of some fairly obvious move that the government should make, like, why doesn't the government release this guy, or why doesn't this information get released, or something like that? And it's kind of a common hue and cry, and every once in a while you even hear the President of the United States, Donald Trump, say this sort of thing, and I feel like saying, wait a second, Mr. President, you're the president. You can release any of this stuff. You can authorize any of this stuff. You can instruct the Attorney General to do any of this stuff. In this case, that wasn't even necessary. Greg, I don't know about you. I want this guy under oath before Congress. I want him talking to the media. I want him doing a long interview, do the whole 60 minutes, do the tearful interview with Barbara Walters, if that's what it takes. I want to hear his complete story. And look, you know, is it possible this guy is stretching the truth or exaggerating or not telling the truth? Yeah, it's possible. But until we have more to go on, we don't know. And it certainly is the sort of thing that would turn our head. And let's also point out, is this exciting because it's the possibility of, quote unquote, getting the Clintons and the idea of exposing the Clinton Foundation for being a deeply corrupt exercise? Sure, but let's not let all these, you know, other U.S. energy companies off the hook. It sounds like Russia had this extensive coercion and bribery and corruption program going on U.S. soil. And that's perfectly worth investigating, too. In fact, we'll throw that bone to the liberals, right? We're going to take down Hillary. The Clintons are going to be completely, you know, nailed to the wall for corruption. But you'll get to take down a bunch of people in the nuclear energy industry. Isn't that a fun trade, liberals? We can all win here. Let's go forward with this.
Jim, you made an important point there about this release from the non-disclosure agreement for this informant. That decision can be made by the Justice Department, or the Justice Department can be ordered by the president to do it, which, from what I've read today, appears to be what happened. And of course, as a result of that, you have liberals on Twitter and elsewhere saying the president ordered this. How is this different than Putin? Perfectly within his rights, actually.
Because Putin kills whistleblowers?
That's right.
I mean, like, again, it probably shouldn't take a presidential order, right? The moment this comes out to public light, you'd like to think, if not Jeff Sessions, then somebody within the Department of Justice would say, wait a second, this was all these allegations. This guy came forward with this information in 2009, 2010. Nothing was done with it. It has big consequential big consequences if this if these allegations are true. It points to extensive hostile foreign state intervention in U.S. industry and attempting to kind of mitigate or impact a very politically sensitive and a very an industry that is sensitive to U.S. national security, U.S. energy needs. Look, these are high stakes. Of course, you'd want to get this information out there. And the possibility that any of this stuff was held up because the trail led back to a ally of the administration or a member of the administration. Good heavens, that's not a good reason to leave all this stuff. So we'll see how it shakes out. But my guess is I want to see more information come forward, and this seems like an important key step getting to that point.
Absolutely right. All right, let's move on to the bad martini now, Jim. And bad is putting it mildly here. I know just a couple of weeks ago after the horrific atrocity in Las Vegas, you wrote at length in the Morning Jolt about the best way to stop these is not going to be necessarily gun control laws, because if you look at what people are recommending, they didn't apply. They wouldn't have stopped necessarily this person from doing this. Most likely they wouldn't have. Instead, the best thing to do is try to figure out who around you might be exhibiting some of the signs of somebody who might carry out something like this, and to tell relevant people, whether it's law enforcement, mental health professionals, whatever, so they can intervene before we have an atrocity like that. Well, at least according to the FBI's files on Sandy Hook, a bunch of people did that, and it still didn't do any good. Hat tip over at Hot Air for compiling different excerpts of these redacted documents from Fox News and CNN and USA Today. Let's look at a couple of these things here. First of all, from Fox News, the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit document did not say what specific evidence there was that Lanza, the shooter, had a pedophilic interest in children. But in another document, an unidentified woman told FBI agents that Lanza said adult-child sexual relationships could possibly be beneficial to both parties. Moving on to CNN. One person who called in on Lanza said, "The weirdest person online," she said of Lanza, who devoted almost all of his internet activity to researching and discussing mass killings he meticulously documented and viewed as a symptom caused by a broken society. Perhaps most damning from CBS News, police were warned that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter had threatened to kill his mother and students before the 2012 massacre, according to newly revealed FBI documents. Jim, the idea, obviously, that anybody else is responsible other than the shooter for these deaths, we can't go there, obviously. But when this many warnings are coming to law enforcement about these sorts of specific things, and then it still doesn't work, it just wrenches your gut when you think of all those little kids.
It does, Greg. Now, you and I, one of the drums that we have beaten regularly is when there is a jihadist, an Islamist attack, and then everybody comes forward, and you find out, oh, this person was on an FBI watch list. This person had been checked out before. This person had been investigated for being interested in extremist causes or donating to extremist causes. We have our infamous, Disney CTU, because Disney had flagged the Orlando terrorist shooter as a potential threat when he went to their place. But if we look at that, we come to the calculation, okay, it's political correctness, right? The law enforcement is afraid of being profiling Muslims, and that's what causes them to act very slowly, with great reticence, with great hesitation when information about a threat comes forward to them. We really can't apply that to these particular cases, whether it's the Newtown shooter or I'm thinking of the Virginia Tech shooter, which is fairly clear that the individuals at Virginia Tech University, the community college that the Tucson, Arizona shooter went to. There are quite a few cases where people will go to various figures what they think is a sufficient authority and report someone for acting strangely, for acting in a way that's threatening, for doing something that makes them feel that that person is a risk to harm others or to harm themselves. And the lesson of Virginia Tech and Tucson and all these other cases that I had pointed out is that you can't go to corporate HR and expect them to deal with a potential mass shooter. You can't go to university officials and go to expect them to deal with somebody like that. They, in most cases, they don't have the authority, and I think in a lot of cases, the fear of a lawsuit for some sort of inappropriate action causes them to move at a glacial pace when, you know, obviously the threat is building and becoming more serious. Now, in this case, these are people who are going to law enforcement, and law enforcement is not dealing with anything. I remember the Aurora shooter, the psychologist, went to the police and said, I think this person is a threat to others. They're telling me very disturbing things in my therapy sessions and things like that. You know, at this point, you're kind of left, look, law enforcement, we can't gift wrap an indictment for you. But we're doing what we're supposed to do. Ever since 9/11, we've had this motto, if you see something, say something. But it seems like the motto is, if you see something, say something, so we will do nothing. Which kind of raises the question of why we're supposed to say something if we see something.
Just horrible. All right, let's move on and talk about some good news, and that is the great products you can get at Away Travel. Away Travel has, as we mentioned at the top of the show, suitcases that cost less than your plane ticket, which is not as easy to find as you might think if you've actually gone looking for luggage lately. Away Travel was kind enough to let me try out one of their bags, the carry-on, which is the smallest size, and I used it for a homecoming trip to Hillsdale College, where we whipped up on Kentucky Wesleyan in the homecoming game, but that's a whole other story. Very impressed by Away Travel and this bag, because they use, first of all, high-quality materials. I was on a smaller plane, so you got to see the baggage handlers handle the luggage. They're really good at what they do. Gentle, not necessarily, though. Away Travel has you covered, though, because they use high-quality materials while offering a much lower price compared to other brands by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. Choose from a variety of colors and four sizes. The carry-on, which is the one that I have, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large, which is, of course, for extended stays. All suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate. Nobody does polycarbonate like the Germans. So it's unrivaled in strength and impact resistance, and it really is very light. That's the thing I really noticed. I mean, it's got the solid exterior, and I pulled it up out of the box, and man, it was so light. The interior features a patent-pending compression system, helpful for overpackers or just people who aren't good at it like me. Four 360-degree spinner wheels guarantee a smooth ride all through the airport, down those narrow aisles in the airplane, and everywhere else you need to go. It's also got a lot of cool features that you simply won't get with other luggage. One of them is a TSA-approved combination lock built into the top of the bag to prevent theft. You get to set your own combination. Somehow TSA is able to look in there if they have to anyway, but nobody else can. So your stuff is safe except when it's going through TSA's latex-gloved examination. It's got also a removable, washable laundry bag. If you're ever on vacation and you're thinking, what do I do with the dirty clothes? I don't want them to touch my good, clean clothes. Problem solved. Washable laundry bag keeps everything separate. Here's my favorite thing. Both sizes of the carry-on are able to charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord. A single charge of the Away carry-on, and they send you the power cord to charge up the suitcase, will charge your iPhone 5 times. So if you have a long layover or if you get stuck with a delay, that is going to save your sanity. It's got a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, we will fix or replace it for you for life. 100-day trial. Live with it. Vibe with it. Travel with it. Instagram it. If at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. They also have free shipping on any order within the lower 48 states. And the carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines while maximizing the amount you can pack. And now we've got the deal for you. $20 off a suitcase. Visit awaytravel.com/martini and use promo code martini during checkout. One more time, that's awaytravel.com/martini and use promo code martini at checkout for $20 off any suitcase. Well, Jim, as we turn to our crazy martini, I got one person who's not going to need luggage for a campaign trip, and that is our good friend Kid Rock, who not only is not running for Senate in Michigan, he basically admitted that he was never running for Senate in Michigan, never seriously thought about it, and told Howard Stern this week that it was just a big joke all along. I can't tell you his direct quote here because it affects my conscience and my mother is listening, but I'll paraphrase here what he told Howard Stern. Just assume all bleeps include the F word. Bleep, no. I'm not running for Senate. Are you kidding me? Who couldn't figure that out? I'm releasing a new album. I'm going on tour. He's got his new album coming out next month. He said he toyed with the idea publicly for months. He says, it's the worst advice I ever gave myself, but it's been the most creative thing I've ever done, and I've gotten to see everyone's true colors, because obviously he's gotten a lot of blowback. He says even some people in his inner circle started to take it seriously, even though they were in on the joke, and ultimately said, no, we're not doing it, but let's roll with it for a while. So, Jim, some people who liked Kid Rock feel like he kind of cut the legs out from underneath them, and others are just glad he's out of the race. So what do you make of all this?
Well, it's time to put his picture away. You know, Greg, by the way, this is why I like the Yiddish word for shtunken, because it means more or less the same thing, and you kind of get that same F thing, but it doesn't really offend anyone. It's, you know, maybe a very your old Yiddish grandmother might be offended, but most people are okay with that term. And it fits in very well. Look, I don't believe this for a second. Tim Alberta, he used to work for us at National Review, now he's over at Politico, says, look, Kid Rock was talking to pollsters, was talking to the kind of people in Michigan politics who you'd talk to if this sort of thing was going to go for real. It's interesting to see his reaction to this. Like, I can't believe anyone took this seriously. Well, you kept tweeting about it. You kept saying you were going to do it. Don't you know? It's like, oh, those people are so gullible. No, you're a bad person for teasing them and leading them on. You know, Kid Rock, you're childish, kid. I guess that kind of is in there in the name. But you know, you're also you're not very empathetic. You're not very sympathetic to the people who bought into this. You have no heart, Rock. Okay, I guess if your name is Kid Rock, maybe we should have expected this, but still. I think it's disappointing, because what I find much more plausible, and people might see this as a cynical interpretation, but that he was interested in this. People who you know, he did do the endorsement of Mitt Romney back in 2012, that he is a more community-oriented and politically active guy than you're used to seeing in this realm of music. He really does care a great deal about his hometown of Detroit, has been very active in charities, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. And so he probably looked at the problems of Detroit and said, hey, why not me? Why? Maybe I could do something for my state in this circumstance. And so as he got this reaction, my guess is that he probably was warmly welcomed in some circles. But I also believe, I understand there was some event where, it was the start of the Detroit Pistons season in NBA. They were showing prominent people from Detroit. And Eminem was applauded, and lots of other people. Motown artists were applauded, but when Kid Rock's face went up on screen, people started booing, and that would not have happened 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 12 months ago, when Kid Rock was not contemplating running for Senate as a Republican. And my suspicion is that Kid Rock ran into a serious backlash, and people recognized, oh, you're a Republican? Oh, you're not one of us. We don't like you. We don't like what you stand for. And that probably frightened him. That probably made him realize, wait a second, if I don't succeed in becoming Senator Kid Rock, then I'm suddenly much less popular musician Kid Rock. And many people will, that might be the end of his music career. So I don't think there's necessarily any shame in saying, you know, I've looked at it and I've decided it's not for me. But to pretend that he was never serious about this in the first place. And then, you know, basically, he's at that point. If that's the case, then this always was a cynical effort to get attention and sell music. And I'd like to think that he'd be better than that, but apparently, he doesn't want us to believe that.
Well, it's amazing that he came away with that conclusion, Jim. Because if we learn anything from 2016, it's having low popularity ratings and getting booed by people who thought they knew you and all of a sudden don't like you once they know what party you're running with and so forth. Usually, that's a plan for success. At least it was last year.
That could work for you, yeah. So, you know.
So now actual less interesting people, maybe perhaps more qualified people. Can you imagine being a state lawmaker in Michigan and saying, well, maybe I need to rethink this now. Kid Rock's not running for Senate, so maybe I should give this some more thought.
Yeah. Look, you know, there was a possibility that we were going to get some great heroes out of Detroit. RoboCop, Axel Foley, and Kid Rock. But no, we're still looking. We'll see. Who ends up getting the nominations here. But the part of me that was very wary about celebrities running for office is somewhat relieved. I don't think Kid Rock is necessarily a bad guy. And in fact, I do think, you know, you listen to the way he talks about his home city and his home state. I think he cares, but I don't think caring is necessarily enough. I think governing is a skill. And I think that most celebrities who have developed their name ID and their public identity in the realm of entertainment probably aren't best situated to deal with the problems of governing, which require a knowledge of government. Even if you want to reduce the size of government, if you want to fix government, if you want to make it more efficient, then you have to know how it's wasting the money. You have to know, you have to study, and you have to know the details. And maybe that puts me very much out of step these days. But so as a result of that, it's probably for the best. But I don't like this whole attitude of, you know, saying, oh, it's, it was always Farshtinkin nonsense there, pal, because I just don't believe it for a second.
Jim, welcome home. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. I will actually be out tomorrow. Jim will be here. Chad Benson will be here in my place. And tune in then for the next edition of the Three Martini Lunch. Before then, head to awaytravel.com/martini. Use promo code martini for $20 off your brand new suitcase.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.